Tribes, Chapter 9. Glory was still up when he got home. El Diablo and Honey Sue could be clearly heard practicing in their bedroom. Lucky, thought Kevin, they lived in a bottom flat. Glory, her hair tied up in a ponytail, was sitting cross-legged on his bed, chewing gum and wearing his best Manchester United top as her pyjamas. "Get that off right now!" he shouted. The euphoria brought on by the walk of death was gone in an instant. "But it was in the wash. I didn't think you'd mind," she said, blowing a bubble. "Well, I do. Get it off." She shook her ponytail petulantly. Kevin's eyes widened in horror. "What is that holding up your ponytail, Glory?" She looked puzzled, but he didn't wait for her answer. "Is that a pair of your knickers?" She giggled. "Of course. I couldn't find my bobble," she said, as if it was the most natural thing in the world to wrap your knickers around your hair. "You embarrass me. If ever you do that when any of my friends are here, you're dead, Glory." Glory was unbelievable. "You are so boring, Kevin." She made a face and disappeared. Unfortunately, not for long. She was back a few minutes later, this time wearing one of Dad's old shirts. It drowned her. "Haven't you got any pyjamas of your own?" "Of course, but it's all baby stuff. I look stupid in them." Kevin looked her up and down. The shirt hung below her knees and the sleeves dangled well beyond her hands. "And you don't think you look stupid now?" he asked her. She ignored that and threw herself down on his bed. "Where were you?" she asked. "None of your business," he replied. "Are you a member of the tribe now? Did you meet Salam tonight? What was the initiation test like?" "None of your business. None of your business. And," he pretended to think, "what was the last question again?" "Oh yes, none of your business." She looked genuinely disappointed and surprised, but said, "You said you would tell me." And he had. It seemed an age away now. In another time zone, a time before the walk of death. "Get to bed, Glory. I'm tired." She stood up and flapped one of Dad's long sleeves at him. "I waited up specially," she said with a pout. "What made you change your mind?" "I haven't," he lied, deciding it was easier than telling the truth. "I'm just too tired. It was all that wrestling with the boa constrictor down at the zoo." Glory's eyes went wide. "You didn't. Was that the initiation test?" Then her eyes narrowed. "Are you kidding me on, Kev?" He pretended to be hurt. "Me? Kid on my clever little sister? Never." "I'll find out. You see if I don't." Glory had a habit of finding out all sorts of useless gossip. Kevin was confident she'd never find out this. She stood at the bedroom door. "Did you at least find out what happened to Stash?" The question shocked him. He'd never heard of Stash before tonight, yet his slightly stupid little sister seemed to know all about him. "What about Stash?" Glory shrugged her shoulders and Dad's shirt almost fell off her. "It happened before we moved here. He was one of the tribe and he died. Fell or something." She paused, watching for his reaction. "Some people think he was pushed. That shocked him even more. Stash pushed from the walk of death. But who would push him? Tommy was waiting for him next morning at the end of the street, anxious to know everything. "Okay, what happened? Did you meet them? Did you do the initiation test? What was it?" His questions poured out. What was he going to tell him? He'd promised to reveal it all, but he couldn't ever do that now, not even to Tommy. "I didn't meet them," he lied. It had taken him a long time to answer, and he was sure Tommy didn't believe him. "They didn't turn up." Tommy looked puzzled, but after a moment he only shrugged. "Just as well. Better not get involved at all, eh?" Kevin swallowed. He hated lying, especially hated lying to Tommy. "Yeah," he said, as if it didn't matter to him either. They walked on for a while in silence. "Remember tonight," Tommy said as they neared the school gates, "you promised to come with me to the dentist after school. I'll never have the nerve to go by myself." "Coward," Kevin teased, laughing and chasing him down the street. He wasn't a coward. The thought hit him immediately. He had walked the walk of death. The dentist would never hold any fears for him again. It was there in the back of his mind all day. As he went through all the motions of an ordinary school day, one thought kept surfacing: the walk of death. He relived it again and again. The feelings he had, the fear, the terror, the exhilaration. He would look around at his classmates and wonder what they had done last night. Football practice? Some television? But nothing as exciting as what he had done. It made him feel different, superior. He couldn't help it. He was one of the tribe. "What's wrong with you?" Tommy asked him at lunchtime. You're in a dream. Kevin could only answer. Can't be bothered being at school. What do you think? Salome was waiting for him as he came out the school gates with Tommy close at his heels. He smiled broadly, but his smile, Kevin noticed, didn't include Tommy. Hi, Kev, he called, jumping to his feet and slipping on an arm round his shoulder. We've got to hurry. The rest of the tribe are waiting. Waiting? Waiting for what? You'll see, Salome said. He began to walk off with Kevin beside him. At the last moment, Kevin remembered Tommy, still trying to keep up with him. He turned and waved. Bye, Tommy, I've got to go, but I'll see you tomorrow, eh? It was only much later he remembered his promise to go with him to the dentist.